Tonight's shir, Simen Tav Kuf Nun Beis, Se'if Aleph through Zion. Tav Kuf Nun Beis. Din Erev Tisha B'Av. These are the halachas of Erev Tisha B'Av. Se'if Aleph. Erev Tisha B'Av, lo yochal odam ba'su'udah mafseket sho'oich lo achar chatzois basar v'lo yishta yayin v'lo yochal shnei tafshilin. Erev Tisha B'Av, you may not eat in the Sudah Mafsekes, the meal prior to the fast, that we eat after Chatzos, after midday. You may not have meat. You may not drink wine. You may not have two cooked items. This is a din of the Gemara. Everything else is minig. Are not having meat and wine from a Shchodesh or Shur Shachal, that's minig. The Gemara is explicit. No meat, no wine in the Sudah prior to the Tainus. The Rama adds, "Va'af mimashkim acherim mimat b'shtiyah some mashoraglish dos." Even other beverages besides wine, we minimize what we drink in the Sudah Hamafsekas. V'chein lo yoichal achas sudaso tzinoinim uliach. Similarly, we don't eat in the meal right before the tainus radishes or salted foods. Devarim shenoig behem b'shar apam, things that we would eat under ordinary circumstances. We don't eat that Sudah Hamafsekas. There's a certain degree of asceticism we impose on ourselves when it comes to Sudah Mafsekes. Mishtabura Sifkan Alf, Lo Yoichal. One may not eat in the Sudah Mafsekes, Kedei Laharbos Eiv. The reason we don't eat these things, Sudah Mafsekes, is to maximize the sense of mourning. V'liz Kechurban Habayis, to remember the destruction of the temple. V'yitztar Alov, and feel the pain because of the Churban. Sifkot and Beis, so Oich La'achar Chatzos, referring to the meal after Chatzos, Ayin L'kamam Siftes, look ahead and Siftes. This doesn't mean you can't eat after Chatzos. It means the meal immediately prior to the fast. You could have another meal after Chatzos, but the meal after Chatzos, immediately prior to the fast, is when these restrictions kick in. Sifkot and Gimel, Basa, V'chulu, you can't have meat, can't have wine. Hayne Medina D'Shach, so this is the din of the Gemara. Dila Mitzad Min Haga, if you're looking at the minig, that's away from Rosh Chodesh prohibited. Like we said in the previous simon. Sifkon Dal, and the Rama says, not only don't you drink wine, you should minimize other beverages. Only in the Suda prior to the fast. If you typically drink four glasses during the meal, have three glasses for this meal. And one should not drink beer. But if he's weak constitution, he can have beer. If you look in Sharet Siyan Aleph, Kol Shkein Deinlish Tos Med Devash Yain Sar from a Shakran, you can't have beer, and your Zichur can't have med, and you can't have schnapps. She Yishkachay Dezer Churban. You're going to totally forget about the Churban.
Mashkin means any alcoholic beverage or water, juice.
So the question is pop.
Pop. Okay.
The question is pop. So in the notes in the back, he brings from many poskim that drinking cola or other such beverages are essentially for pleasure, and one should not drink that as Sudah Mafsekes. He also brings coffee and tea. There were those who were mekel, because they felt that's not stopped for pleasure, that's how we eat, then we end the coffee and a tea. Some people fast, they feel better to fast on a tea with sugar or honey, whatever it is. That's not. But pop or slurpee is out. You think, oh, God, einfach, we'll have slurpees in Mafsekes. No. That's not, we're trying to minimize what we have in Sudah Mafsekes, and that's not going to be on the menu.
For enjoyment purposes or for hydration purposes?
So I'm saying you can hydrate, have water.
Water.
Exactly. We're going to say exactly the menu later on.
Is it halacha to have a Sudah Mafsekes?
Yes, it is. Yes, you're supposed to have Sudah Mafsekes. We're going to see shortly. Oh. Sif Beis. Afilu basa meluach sha'av olav yoyser mishnei yamim. Vilayla achas, even meat that was salted and is older than 2 days and a night, ubasar oifus v'dagim, or poultry or fish, v'yayin migito, and wine that has not yet fermented, ta'ina she'en lo yoyser mishlosh yamim, it's less than 3 days old, nagu lasa, we ask all these things at the Sudah Hamafsekes.
Vilayla achad.
Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Sifkan hey. What's the point of all these things he's listing? What's to say? What's the reason behind the restriction against meat? Mishum de nispat lo hakabana, it's because there are no kabanas because of the churban. Well, achash lo shayamim lo mikri oid basal in kadashim, and 3 days into it is no longer meat for carbon purposes. Shai shlamim ein ne'achalin yos mishneyamim v'layla achas. That's what the Mechar is referring to. 2 days and one night is the shear, the amount of time to eat a shlamim. And once it's beyond that, it should no longer be a problem because it's not any more fit for carbon. V'chein ha'ifis, and certainly poultry. Lo yekrev malgab mizbech, chutz mitom b'nei yoni. That wasn't part of the mizbech except for doves and pigeons. V'gamein simcha lebebasa behema. And simcha is only with beef. Mikomokum nogla. So the mice, the minig is to ask her all these things, even though it's no longer in the realm of what was brought as a carbon. We don't have them. By two and a half seconds. In fact, the mechabi throws in fish. Sivkan v'avidogim. Why not fish? There are occasions where we treat fish like meat. Like you find in Yerodei, Reshit Zayin. Reshit Zayin is halachas nedarim. If a person that made a neder not to eat meat, there's a possibility that may include fish. If that's a place where when they say meat, they may come and say, did you mean tuna or just steak?
That's the first mission called a basar. They said basar doesn't include zagim v'chagavim.
Right. In some places it doesn't. In this, in Hirdas Yasser, come to show you. So we find a place. V'od, and in addition, to oilah shulcha malachim, fish appears on the king's table. V'simchu l'ish b'achilaso, people enjoy to eat fish. So therefore, this is something you'd refrain from in Sudam Afsekas. Sivka and Zion, the Yain Megito, or wine, grape juice, basically, 3 days old. She'ein Chashuv, there's no specialness about it. V'lesu Mishum Simcha, there's no Simcha, and yet we don't have it. So the halacha of the Gemara is meat and wine, and then we add on to it all these further varieties as well. Se'if Gimel, Afilu Bishal Min Echad B'shtei Kederos. Even if I would have one recipe that I make in two different pots, and because they're made in different pots, they're made a little different from each other. Mikri shnei tafshilin, they're called two different cooked items. And again, the halacha is, you can't eat two tafshilin sudam afsekes, then I can't eat these two things either. V'chein yesh lahachmir v'lizor mishnei minim b'kder achas, or if I'd make one pot and have two different things in that pot, I'd also be machmir. Unless it's something that's ordinarily put together all year long, go on afunim. Now, usually afunim refers to peas. Mine zeronim ubalas tzitziri shenosten aleim b'tzol b'beim, and you'd cook it together with onions and eggs. I'm sorry, onions and eggs. So these peas, that's some kind of pea onion egg concoction. That's the normal way to make it, so then it's considered one thing. Now, if you have something that is cooked, and the item that you cook could have been eaten without cooking it, it's still called cooked for this halacha of not having two tashilim. We don't differentiate if it's roast or cooked in a pot either. So basically, we have a very broad definition of tafshil and two tafshilin to minimize what we're eating in Sudam Afsekas. So Mishnah Berurah clarifies, Sevchan Ches, B'shtei Kederos, even one thing in two pots, perish, what does that mean? V'adam echad enyochel lechol, I'm sorry, I slipped the line, she'echad b'loso ava, v'echad b'loso raka. You make one a thick mixture and one a thin mixture. Avim shneim b'shabra, if they're exactly the same, ain't kapel v'ashik, this, two pots don't make a difference. So in other words, what happens if I just take flour and eggs and oil, make a recipe, a pancake recipe. So if I make it thin and make a griddle and make it thin in one, and then I make it a little thicker and I make waffles. Dumplings or waffles in another, it's two things. Two kederos, it's two different things. The ingredients are identical, doesn't make a difference. The fact that your ingredient lists are the same, it's two tafshilin, because they're made differently. Now, of course, you made the exact same recipe and you use two pans to make it, that doesn't make it two. That's what he's trying to avoid, that confusion. Sifka and tas, or mishnei minim, if I make one pot, and there's two types in the pot, perish. V'odem echad en yochel lechol shteim. That one person should not eat both. Aval yochel uvein lechol tahav shalechol v'shem lechol. Now, of course, Reuven can eat one and Shimon the other. If I make a pot, and I cook in the pot eggs and potatoes, hard-boiled eggs and potatoes. That's what I'm cooking in the pot. So one person can't eat the eggs and the potatoes. One can eat the eggs, one can eat the potatoes. When the Chavra says you have to avoid two minim in one pot, that means for one person. Two people could have it. Sivkot Yud. The only exception will be if there's multiple ingredients that are ordinarily used to prepare one food. What's the law meaning to say? Sherov ha-pa'amim, noisnim b'tzalim u'beyim ba'afunim. Typically, when you make your peas, you make them with onions and eggs. Kol shederech l'tagein isa beyim. The same way we might make a dough mixed together with eggs and fry it up. Aval dagim also l'tagein beyim. But you can't fry your fish with eggs. Kivet shurof ha-pa'amim v'ashin l'osam b'lo beyim. Because typically you make your fish without the eggs. Magen efam. Kavanah, so what does that mean?
Don't we say in the beginning of the second parakabeah that if the fish with an egg on it is considered one ochel?
Klape erf tashion.
Yeah.
Right. But this copy this with different chumas when it comes to tzimasekas. The kavarasa afila oisam mekamoshal nagel lesa b'stam dogim. Even a place that didn't ask the fish, because of course if you ask the fish anyway, we're not discussing right. Fish and eggs. Ulevivos memulayim megvina nikrishtei tafshilin. If you make a dumpling filled with cheese, it's two things. This kind of, he says, it's a broad noodle that you fill with cheese. It's not the normal way. It's considered two tafshilin. So I find it curious on the side that he writes a note from Aruch HaShulchan that a food that you always eat with a filling, like blintzes, filled with cheese, is one meichel. Because who eats the blintz without cheese? These things you can eat by themselves. But he brings on Chashukhan that cheese blitz is considered one Meichel. Again, it's not really relevant. We don't eat any of these things for Sidra Sekis, but that was his Chiddush. And by the way, he makes a note on the side. When he says this part about fish, that we don't eat fish, but if he did eat fish, he brings from Abba Yashov that sardines doesn't rate. So even though he says don't eat fish the way we wouldn't eat meat, wasn't talking about sardines. Tuna, whatever, some chashev,
big shilas,
chili and bass.
Big shilas, herring.
That's very chashev. But sardines don't rate. And then he says, as far as the soy imitation meats, they have meats that are not meat at all. It's a soy. So he says from Abba Yashuv, that's mutter. That's not, it's a tavshel, but it's not going to be considered meat. It's an imitation. It's imitation. It's not the real thing. And I can tell you, there's no simcha. Sivka Yud Aleph. Mikri Tavshil Inyan Zeh. So the Shulchan Aruch says that if you have something which could be eaten raw and you choose to cook it, it's also a tavshil, like applesauce. Da'avtal Inyan Bishuli Akum, ancient tavshil. Again, when it comes to Bishul Akum, it's not a tavshil. The fact that it could be eaten raw means it's not a tavshil. Maybe milk that you cook. Yotzeb is similar. L'nyanenu aser, for our concept, that's a tafshil. The ikar tafshil aser b'shnei tafshilin, b'shum de beribu tafshilin yeshbo kavod v'tainug. The problem is when you can't have two tafshilin, because by having many different items, it brings kavod and honor and pleasure, and that's what we're trying to avoid, and therefore, for this purpose, consider the tafshil. He makes a point that we shouldn't have sum of sekes, butter, or cheese, or sour cream, or I think all the things are considered separate tafshilin. As if we're having an egg, which is our meaning to have a thing, to have something like a cottage cheese, that's based on cooking milk. That's the second tafshil already. Sifkon yud beis v'ein chilik ben slilim avushal. For the din of tafshil, it doesn't have to be cooked. It could be anything. Roast is also called tafshil. Gone. Bayim saluyim, upeir saluyim, if I roast my egg or roast my fruits. Kulon shem tavshalom, we all call it tavshalom. Vizesh akasv kamek, shem chayim, lafukish, nisbashlo, nitzel. We say raw as opposed to cooked or roast. He brings from Moshe that it's pashut, the same is true with baked goods. We're not talking about like cake, cookies, cake. He says, two different types of cake, two tavshalom. It's not tavshalom at all, it's a baked item. Vaiter, it's the same problem. So we really have a very broad definition of Shei Tavshilin to narrow what you're going to be eating at the Sudav Sekas.
Pasteurization considered cooking?
What?
Is pasteurization considered cooking?
He points it on the side. The pashtus it is. for these halachas to be a tafsil. We're going, we're opening the tafsil, is very easy, more tafsil for these halachas.
Because the suda isn't considered a suda without two tafshilin.
No, no. It can have a suda for one tafsil too. It's a suda of sekes. But the point, suda is usually you need a certain amount of bread. But this is a very minimal suda. And therefore, we don't want more than one tafsil at this suda. And that tafsil you're going to have can't be meat, can't be fish, can't be like all the other things that we said before.
So like, when it comes to Shabbos, when you have a suda, you have to make sure that there's two tafsil in it.
You don't need. No. Again, the only thing you need two of at a Shabbos suda is two lechem. There's no din of two tafsil. Because the suda of sekes, you want the very minimum to be called. It's the narrowest definition of a suda. We don't want simcha, we don't want kav, we don't want tainik, it has to be very minimal.
And the minimum would be one, because
that's Shabbos. Why we only have one tafshul. So you're saying on Shabbos, you have one tafshul, you're making an availistic, so that's why you should have a second tafshul? It's not a chisoyin in suda. It just means it's not a nice suda. On Shabbos, we happen to have many tafshilin. Typically, we have lots of tafshilin on a Shabbos suda. Sif Dalit. Mutu lechel peiros kashem chayim afil kaminim. Now, if you want to eat raw fruit, whatever you want, sudum of sek is not a problem because it's not cooked. You can't, that much you can't say it's a tavshel. As soon as you cook it, it's a tavshel. You grill it, it's a tavshel. Probably if you microwave it, it's a tavshel. But if it's raw, plain, you can have apples, pears, orange, peach. That's not a problem of sudum of sek, according to the Mechaber, because it's not tavshel.
And carrots and
you right, same with vegetables too. See if hey, lamaisa. Practically speaking, nohagin lechol adashim in beyim uvishlam v'sacham shemachale avelim. The minig is to have the food of mourners, which is lentils with eggs that are cooked. That's the food of a mourner. Tarmos says v'yish nohagin lechol beyim kashim. The minig is, or some of the minig, to eat hard-boiled eggs. Shugamkin maichal avelim, which is a maichal avelim. I guess the first recipe was, I guess, like scrambled eggs with lentils. And the Ramos is the meaning of having a hard-boiled egg. The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkan Yugimel, Mivushalim b'socham, cooking together eggs with lentils, Shenechshu k'tash lecha, that's one food, Umar k'sha oichem basachas, and means you eat them together. V'davka b'makom, shedarko levashal kach, kol hashanah. This has to be a place where that's how you cook it all year long. V'chanal b'sifkim, like we said in Sifkimel, if the recipe calls for a few ingredients, that's one food. Ubatur kasav, adashim obeyim, the Torah doesn't say lentils with eggs, rather lentils or eggs. V'chein kosev ha'levush, and the levush writes that as well. V'chein ha'minig etzleinu, that's the minig, she'oichlin beyim levad mishum avelis. Our minig is just to have hard-boiled eggs, because of avelis, u'kumash ha'kosev ha'gol, like the Ramor writes himself. Sifkan yudal, che'im achalei avelim. These are food for mourners. V'lo yochul tafshel acheren, we don't eat any other cooked food. Now, not like the people do. Many people eat a full meal, some food, cooked food, and then they sit on the floor for dessert and have a hard-boiled egg. The osur, that's forbidden. That's too machol, too afshilin. The koshkin, the osur, the hafzik, beinayim, birchas amot, and then just to bench in between is wrong. The gun bracha shen sricha, because you make an unnecessary bracha. Siftes will tell you how to have your meal, and then later on have some of sekes, and it's not a problem of tutav shil, it's not a problem of bokshen sricha. So the Shulchan Aruch introduces eating a tafshil that's a meichel of an avil, and the Ramos says the hard-boiled egg. Siv Vav further explains it to us. Misha efshaloi lo yochal b'sudim of sekes, ela pascha reva b'melech v'kitna shomayim. If it's possible, the only thing you'd eat in some of sekes is dry bread with salt and a pitcher of water. Rama adds, "V'yesh machmirin l'tabel achar achilas pas be'efer l'ochlal." Some are strict to dip after they eat the bread; they dip it into ash, and they eat it together. Al shem vayagres bechatzas v'gomer, to fulfill the pasuk that they were chewing on the ash on the dirt. The Mishnah Berurah explains sifkan tezvav chareva u'mikomokom al yemad b'shir achilas. Now, just because you're eating dry bread doesn't mean you minimize the amount you're eating. You have to eat enough to fast. You have to drink enough that you shouldn't get dehydrated. You dip it in ash, and you say, this is the meal of Tisha B'Av. So when you ask before, is there a chiyuv to have this suda? The answer is yes. Your person is supposed to have suda b'sekes. So b'sekes is bread, with ashes, hard-boiled egg, and water. That's the entire meal. So most of us are eating a hefty meal. Sif Tes talk about eating a full meal before. And then later, we'll sit down and eat this, and we're going to say, this is the Seudah of Tisha B'Av, and it's a sorry, mournful kind of meal, and this is the minimum that we don't want any shilas. It's one tavshu, and there's no tainug, and there's no geshmak, the way it's supposed to be. And the Shulchan Aruch continues, Siv Zayin, Na'aguleshev agabi karka b'sudar av sekes. To further drive home, what we're doing here, you're sitting on the floor, the minig is sitting on the floor when we eat some av sekes. The ein sirch lachlotz min alav, and there's no requirement to take off your shoes, says the Rambam. That much we don't do. Mishtabur sivkar nizayin. Agabi karka, we sit on the floor. Kadei shtehe asudah shefala. This meal has to be, we eat it low, it's humble, we eat it on the floor. Ubamakam sheminig min hagan le'echol b'haseb, in our place where the minig was to eat everything reclining during the year. So the heker was to eat some rav sekes without reclining. But we all year long eat sitting up without reclining. The only way to show that this is low and humble is to go on the floor. However, someone who's weak can sit with a pillow under him. And of course, there are some people who can't even do that. The poskim give the analogy to aninus. That's essentially like aninus, and there's the sum of sekes, we eat a little different, even though the onin is wearing shoes. But he doesn't eat the way the Shulchan Aruch does, anyway, the way everyone else does. Sivka and Yudches, the ein sarach lachlots, it's not necessary to remove the shoes. The ein avelus noig and halayla, the avelus only begins at night. And we times them, mutu leshev achas suda al sausan, that's why. After the meal, we could go back and sit on a chair. We're not required to sit low until the fast begins itself. So the Sumav Sekes is eaten low to the ground or on the ground. It's basically with bread, ash, egg, water, and that's the entirety of the Suda to show that this is not for Tainug. It's a Sudas Tisha B'Av.
Is bread considered a
Tavshu? Bread could be considered a Tavshu, but not in the context because that's the Suda. Lechem is the Suda. So anything beyond that.